Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going, yes, again, across the pond to London to speak with Pakistani-born actress Zoha Rahman. She was in the latest Spider-Man, Far From Home. Not only is she an actress, she's a model and she's a presenter. We're going to give her a call in London right now and see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
It's Johnny with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Great. So you're pretty fascinating for the research that I've done on you. I was on your internet movie database page and I happened to click on House Full 4, the trailer for that. That is a crazy movie. I want to see 3, 2, and 1 now.
It's one of the biggest Bollywood movies. A lot of them are actually really big budget. So the biggest one that I've worked on so far has been 83, which is based on a 1983 World Cup that India won.
Wow.
I mean, being on that set was no different from being on a Hollywood set.
You were in Spider-Man. I love the premiere. You were in that white dress. I'm not sure if it was a dress. It was like two pieces maybe. And you had that little pink purse. That was a really great picture.
Thank you. It's actually a mix of both West and East. So I'm South Asian. So I wanted to bring a bit of my culture in. So I contacted a designer who's Canadian, but she's actually Indian. And she worked her way into a very traditional lehenga and then crossed it with a dress. And she made this amazing multicultural, yeah, I guess you could call it a dress, but it's very close to my heart because it's a bit of both of the worlds that I live in.
Wow, he looked amazing. Hey, so when you're auditioning for such a big budget thing like Spider-Man, like, do they like make you sign like a bunch of paperwork before you even audition?
Yeah, I didn't know I was auditioning for Spider-Man until I got in the room. So no script or anything. You know, as soon as I got in, they made me sign the NDA, and that's when they gave me the script, and like 10 minutes later I went in the room.
I see all these actors pictures, they're like taking pictures of the set, giving away the storyline. I'm like, oh my god, these guys are not gonna get hired again.
We were allowed to have our phones because we were the main cast, but we were obviously careful with it. We didn't want anything to leak until after. We have loads of pictures, and then we only put them up after the trailer came out.
So you were a Peter Parker's student in that movie?
Friend, yeah, I was his friend.
I was thinking that more realistically in real life, you were actually playing Spider-Man because you're on camera and you're wearing your hijab, right? And then I bet when the camera goes cut, they take it off. They're like, oh my God, it's Superwoman.
So it's called a hijab and it was really fun being able to do that, but it was a lot more important because there's not a lot of representation that Muslim women get who actually wear the hijab. And I was really proud to be able to do that on such a big platform. But you're right, when I took it off, I remember we filmed a month, you know, everyone had seen me in the hijab, and then the first time I went to a cast and crew party was like a month into it, and people did a double take. They didn't recognize me because I wasn't wearing it and I had so much hair. I keep calling it my Clark Kent moment because I didn't think it would change much, but he just wears glasses, right? And as soon as he takes them off, he's Superman. So it was the same for me, and I was like really?
I think just thinking like that, they should create a whole Superwoman hero just on you.
Marvel's already created the comic. She's already a full-blown character. Miss Marvel is actually, her real name is Kamala Khan, and she's from New Jersey. She's from Pakistan. Obviously, her parents are Pakistani, but she's from New Jersey. And it's a brilliant comic book. If you have time, you should definitely read it.
So we were talking about, like, you had to sign all those NDA agreements because that's a little bit legal. But weren't you on your fast track to law school? Then all of a sudden, you made a big 180 and decided to be an actor?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a full 180 because I was sort of part-time modeling and acting when I was in law school anyway, because that's where my passion truly lies. But then graduated with really great marks, and I got into a master's. And I was 4 months into my master's and I thought, if I become a really successful actor, would I regret not doing law? Or if I became a really successful lawyer, would I regret not acting? And I realized that if I became a successful actor, I wouldn't even think about law at all. And I would keep thinking, what if I became a lawyer and wasn't able to perform anymore? I think it just depends. And so for me, I was like, would I rather sit in an office with loads of paperwork for 15 hours a day, or would I be on set for 15 hours a day? And every time I picked the 2 a.m. wake-up call for being on set, always.
Awesome. I love it. I love hanging around that energy. It's one of the reasons I do this podcast or go to the set. I don't care. I'll do the extra. I'll do the stand-in. I'll do the speaking part. So how did all the actress, modeling, presenter, how did it actually start for you? Tell me about the journey.
The first thing that I ever got into professionally was modeling. I was studying A-levels and some of my friends were doing photography and they would ask me to model for them and I just really enjoyed it. Then I was like, maybe I could make some money on the side doing this. So then I joined joined a few modeling agencies and I just worked professionally with them. Through that, I got a commercial casting. The casting director who gave me the commercial from that casting reached out to me after we filmed the commercial and it had aired and everything. And they were like, we liked your commercial audition, but we're also shooting a movie. Would you like to audition for that? And I was like, yeah, of course, why not? And I auditioned and I got the lead role for that movie. I think that was my first step into a professional movie set, really.
So it seems like, I don't know about like your acting training or whatever, but it seems like a lot of the jobs you have had in the past was pretty much like on the job experience. Now, I could be wrong about this other stuff, but it seems like you were a tour guide at Warner Studios. You were on Asia TV and a news anchor. So you already know all the logistics behind, like you already know how the sausage is made, kind of. You like did it.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think I just threw myself into it. With Asia TV, I started off as just a news presenter and eventually I was writing the scripts and I was producing the show. At one point I was there full time because I was actually writing for all the other anchors as well and producing their shows. It was really, really fun. I really enjoyed that.
Well, girls get it done. Definitely. Because when I go out there and say, hey, I want you on some of my teen shows, it's always the girls who write back right away. Even the adults, it's the girls. They get it done. I'm like the guy be like, oh, yeah, I like to be on your show. I'm like, that was a week ago.
Yeah, just get in there, get it done. But no, you're right. I haven't had any proper I never went to drama school. I actually had my first training, proper actor's training, after I filmed Spider-Man because I thought I loved this so much. Conversely, I did law and I put so much into it. I invested so much into it and I'm not doing anything with it. But this is what I really want to do, but I haven't invested anything in it. So that's when I started doing my 1-year professional course at Identity School of Acting, which was brilliant. And that gave me a solid grounding. Even though I have a lot of experience before that, I feel like when I went on set, people would be like, oh yeah, I graduated from this school or I graduated from that school, you know, and I'd be like, I do this for fun. And I just felt like I needed to be able to have some faith in myself. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go and do a professional course just to have more confidence in myself and more confidence in my art. I think it was a really good decision. And I'm actually looking at doing more workshops and all to just hone my craft even further.
Perfect. Yeah. Every time I say something, what's the best advice? Everything is training, 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 training. So you do voiceovers as well. How'd you get into that?
So I've done a few voiceovers. I think for me, what sets me apart is that I can do a few different accents and I'm fluent in a few languages because I grew up in Pakistan and we speak quite a lot of languages there. That is something that really attract voice work towards me. So my first voice job I think I got was for the Home Office here in the UK, which is a government organization, and that was because I could do a Pakistani accent. And then yeah, I've done a few bits and bobs here and there because I can do an American accent really well. So yeah, I think that's just something that sets me apart and it makes it easier for casting directors to be like, you know what, we can play around with this, you're a good option.
That's great. Yeah, because you can play a lot of parts. So you speak English and what are the languages?
English, Hindi is a language that's spoken in India, and I speak Urdu, which is the language spoken in Pakistan. I also speak Punjabi and a little bit of Pashto. I can do RP, which is received pronunciation, which is the British accent, and obviously Pakistani accent because that's where I grew up, but also Middle Eastern accent I can do, which is interesting. But yeah, as a kid I used to mimic things and I think that's how I picked it up.
So how amazing is it for a woman like you in 2020 to have Muslim women all the time just saying, oh my god, I love you, thank you, I want to be like you? Do you feel like a role model, or do you think that's a role that you're presenting?
In the beginning, when people would message me and say, you know, you're such a role model and inspiration, I didn't feel it. And I would say, no, I don't want to be called a role model or anything. But I think as time has gone by and I've looked back at all the things that I've done, I feel like maybe I am, because I do speak out for girls to actually follow their passions. And it's difficult to sometimes talk to your parents because there's a clash of culture and a clash of so many different things. And I think I've encouraged a lot of people to actually, you know, just have that conversation. It's a difficult one, but just to have it, because it is your life and you're going to live it only once.
So how do you have so many Instagram followers? You're like, you're almost up to what, 12,000?
I started gaining a lot of followers when obviously Spider-Man came out. So there was a lot of following from that, but then it suddenly pumped up when there were rumors that I would be cast as the next Marvel superhero. And a lot of big artists drew me as Miss Marvel. And that's when it really got pushed. I think I gained like 5,000 more people from that. And yeah, it's a lot of people.
all of your stuff is like beautiful, amazing pictures.
I can't take all the credit. I mean, I have so many people that I work with who are amazing, like photographers and stylists. We're all friends and we come up with an idea. And then when we shoot and it comes out, we're all just like, wow, that was all of us. That was amazing.
You're eating a bowl of soup and everything looks so perfect. So who's that super stud guy, that model guy that's on there with you?
That's my husband. We've been married for a year and we've been together for 4 and a bit in total.
Really? Oh my God, you guys are the cutest couple in the world. So is he in this business at all? Because he looks like he just stepped out of a magazine. You know, he's wearing those nice suits. I'm like, look at this guy, man. He's like Armani.
No, he's completely different. He works in finance.
Hey, what are those animals you're petting on there? Is those llamas or alpacas? What are those?
So those are alpacas. We were in New Zealand. We did a little trip around New Zealand and Australia last year. And every time we passed alpacas, I squealed and I was like, oh my God, these are adorable. I didn't know these were, you know, a thing in New Zealand. And one day he surprised me. He's like, guess what? I was like, what? He's like, we're going to an alpaca farm. And I just lost it. And that was honestly the best day of my life.
Wow. Wow. Hey, so wrapping up here, is there anything else that you would like to say or tell people where they can find you online to get more information?
I mean, you can follow me on Instagram and make that 12K a little bit higher. So I'm on Zoha_purplemesh. Both Twitter and Instagram and TikTok as well now. I've been bullied into TikTok, but it's brilliant. Oh.
Great. Hey, just one more thing. Any like little advice you would give to women out there trying to get to this business?
Believe in yourself. All the doubts in your head, don't listen to them. Because when they say you are your worst enemy, you really are. You need to be your biggest supporter. And that's all the energy you need to be putting out in the world. Positivity all the time.
Put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to enlighten my audience. And thank you so much for being on my podcast.
No problem. This is amazing. Thank you so much. This is great.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. What an incredible, amazing person and a role model. For more information, just go to Google or the Internet Movie Database and type in Zoha Rahman, COA. Rahman. Next up on Kid, Tween, and Teen Tuesday is Katherine Ashmore Bradley. She is a superstar and you do not want to miss that episode. Bye-bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Cause everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact? Well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't wanna stop cause I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice, I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what, I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one, everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back
go my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.